Endoscopy procedure to patient David Stanlack, first name is David, D-A-V-I-D. David, last name is Stanlack. P as in Peter, A, N as in Larry, A-Q-U-E, P-A-N-L-A-Q-U-E. David Stanlack, date of birth is December 21, 1963. Date of source October 30, 2023 process. Flexible tumoroscopy with snare polypectomy. Referring position is Dr. L, referring position Dr. H. Lachman. H is the first initial, last name is Lachman. L-A-T-C-H-M-A-N. Endoscopy, Dr. Sripatham Sethi. Indication, follow up on previously noted rectal nodule / ulcer. The script composition from conservative LUPK video colonoscopy introduced rectum at a correct vision to 35.35 centimeters from the enlarge, at which point solid stool was encountered. The colonoscope was carefully withdrawn. Period, the sigmoid colon distal to this area as well as the rectum were carefully examined. The bowel preparation, this part of the exam was adequate. Retroflexion of the rectum, patient tolerated pressure was under complication in paragraph findings. At the previously tattooed T-A-T-T-O-O-E-D, at the previously tattooed area at 15 centimeters from the anal verge, there was a 5 millimeter benign appearing rectal nodule with adjacent mucosal prolapse. The lesion was removed using the cold snare technique, while also including a rim of the adjacent colonic mucosa. Period. Next number, three small pale sessile polyps, each about 3 millimeters, removed with the cold snare technique between 5 and 7 centimeters from the anal verge, from the rectum. Period. Small non-minute gonads. Period. Otherwise, anamorphic examination. New paragraph impression. Rectal impression. Benign appearing rectal nodule with adjacent prolapse mucosa. Located at previously tattooed area, 15 centimeters from the anal verge. Period. This lesion was removed with the cold snare technique and retrieved for histopathology analysis. Next number. Two diminutive polyps removed from the distal rectum. Period. Small non-benign tumors. Next paragraph plan. The pathology. Next number. consider a follow-up flexible sigmoidoscopy after 3 months to follow up on. consider a follow-up flexible sigmoidoscopy. Consider follow-up flexible sigmoidoscopy after 3 months to evaluate the site and rule out recurrence. Period. End of dictation. Next, follow-up office is 2 weeks end of dictation.